BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Breaking news this hour. The deadline for spaza shop owners to register their businesses has been extended to the 28th of February next year. Cocktail Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa has just made the announcement in a briefing on the recent spate of deaths linked to foodborne illnesses. We'll have more on this story in the next update. And KZN police are currently on the South Coast, where a man who allegedly confessed to killing his girlfriend on social media has allegedly taken his own life. Police say the woman was found murdered in Umzinto. The 25-year-old's body, along with a knife, were discovered on a gravel road in the Malangeni area last night. The provincial police's Robert Nechuenda says a graphic post in which the suspect allegedly confessed to the murder was widely shared on social media.
The suspect's vehicle was found abandoned down the road from where the woman's body was found, and intensive search by police led to the discovery of the suspect's body in what is believed to be suicide. Police are investigating a case of murder, and an inquest will also be opened for investigation.
A number of people have been injured in a massive factory fire in Jacobs, south of Durban. Paramedics and firefighters are currently at the scene on Milner Street. The injured are being treated for burns and smoke inhalation, though the exact number of those injured is still unclear. The area's division commander, Thabile Zikali, says they have the fire under control.
According to the owner, he said it's a transformer that is on fire, or that started the fire, which means electricity that started the fire. However, they are dealing with, they're making shoes, so there are some flammable liquid that is inside. Currently, we are still busy with this. We have SAPS, we have Metro Police on scene, we have ambulance services, and then we have forest pump and then the water carrier.
To Gauteng, a geologist says the latest earthquake may be as a result of mining. The tremor was felt in areas including Soweto, Eldorado Park and Randfontein last night. The Council of Geoscience is yet to confirm its magnitude. Dr. Gideon Groenewald is an independent geologist.
This is related to mining because it's a very shallow earthquake and most probably a collapse of one of the mining tunnels which has been stopped mining for the last about 10 years. No, in this case, I don't think we can expect any aftershocks because it's a human-made thing.
And in Central Africa, at least 25 people are presumed dead and dozens are missing after a boat capsized in Congo. Officials say more than 100 passengers were on board the vessel. It's the fourth incident this year in the Mai Ndombe province, where many people rely on river transportation. Your top story this hour. The deadline for spaza shop owners to register their businesses has been extended to the 28th of February next year. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.